Hey there, Golf Trip Junkies. The Golf Trip Authority is here bringing the experience of the Buddy Golf Trip to life with the mission to entertain, inform, and inspire you with critical information for planning your next Buddy Golf Trip. I will get the 411 from industry experts with knowledge about the greatest golf resorts, courses, products, and services that make your golf trips truly memorable. Tune in weekly to get the latest golf trip goodness delivered straight to your earbuds. I'm your host, John Morse. Let's tee this up. Hey there, Golf Trip Junkies. John here. We've got a great show for you today. We're talking with Brian Lally. He goes by Wally, and he's a self-proclaimed playground coordinator for the Pinehurst area. He's been living in Pinehurst, working as a golf teaching professional and a professional caddy for the last 25 years. With his passion for golf and his extensive experience and connections in the area, Wally provides high-touch golf experience coordination services for golf groups ranging in size from 2 to 102 who demand getting the most out of this prime bucket list destination. Not only is Wally a super great guy, his knowledge about the area is a key ingredient to making your next Pinehurst golf trip truly memorable. We'll talk to Wally as soon as we get back from thanking our sponsors. Traveling to your next golf destination just got a whole lot easier with ShipStix. ShipStix has made getting your golf clubs to and from your golf destination easier than it's ever been, allowing you and your buddies to enjoy a hassle-free travel experience to anywhere in the world. TripCaddy has partnered with ShipStix so you can get on your buddy golf trip and travel hassle-free. ShipStix is the most convenient and affordable door-to-door shipping service for your golf clubs and luggage. To receive 10% off, visit ShipStix.com/TripCaddy. That's ShipStix.com/TripCaddy. We're here with Wally. Wally's coming at us live right from Pinehurst. Wally, you are the unofficial mayor of Pinehurst, so thank you so much for being on the show. Why don't we start by telling us a little something that we might not know about Pinehurst?
Okay. You know, I'm, first of all, happy to be here with you guys. Golf professional by trade, you know, been teaching golf my whole life, and my parents retired here 30-some years ago, so I've been privy to the Pinehurst area since I was a young man, and been lucky to do it because it's such a great place. There's one thing about Pinehurst that people don't understand is that the history of this place, you know, 125 years ago, which by the way is our 125th birthday here, wouldn't exist if it wasn't for, you know, Mr. Tufts coming down from Boston and stopping halfway on his way to Florida in the train to step out and stretch his legs and find this great sandy soil. And truly, he was the guy that put it all on the map. You know, we don't have, as I said before, we don't have an ocean or a river or mountainside to look at, but this is a pretty cool place to come to.
Isn't that crazy how some of these golf destinations have been created? You got a beautiful piece of land, and then somebody just happenstance like that jumps off a plane, stretches legs, or a train, I meant, stretches their legs, and then they discover this, and hey, they stay a while and build a remarkable resort. And this one happens to be Pinehurst. That's so cool. Do they talk about that a lot in Pinehurst area?
You know, probably not enough in the recent era here, you know, with the millennials. But I mean, the history of the fact that we had this sandy soil, and you know, he bought 5,000 acres that was just barren land, and planted all these pine trees that are here, and it's really Donald Ross and Pinehurst number 2 is really what put this place on the map. There were some people that live here currently that are retired here that might not even know that story, but it's really a treasured place. Pinehurst is a brand name that people should be attracted to because it delivers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So you actually kind of parlaying into one of my next questions, which is give us the lay of the land about Pinehurst.
You know, Pinehurst is a what we call the Sandhills region of North Carolina. So we're smack in between the mountains and to the west and the ocean to the east. And it's really a special place because, you know, obviously we have great drainage. And it's kind of cool because, you know, with the Pinehurst Resort, they have 9 golf courses that exist, but then you know, from a 12-mile radius here, we have about 46 golf courses. So it's a pretty interesting place when you fly over it because, you know, all you see is golf and bunkers and dog legs, you know. So it's pretty cool because I think that the Pinehurst hits sort of every level of golfer, both by, you know, how well they play and how much they want to spend.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that, and I think our listeners out there, if you don't already know this, the Pinehurst area is more than just the Pinehurst Resort. And that's why we wanted to talk to Wally today, because he's going to bring us that perspective about the region. And like he said, there's 46 other golf courses right there in that region, other than the 9 that Pinehurst actually has on their own property. And I've been out there with Wally, and some of these other courses are definitely a must-play destination. I mean, these courses are so magnificent, and they're each unique. Wally, just, you know, some of the stuff, the places that you've brought us to, which were so unique and super cool. So let's talk about some of those golf courses. What are some of the, if you're going to the Pinehurst area, what are the key courses that you want to hit? Obviously, the number 2 is a staple there. Number 4 is getting some main notoriety right there on the Pinehurst Resort. But what are some of these others that, even the ones that you took us to and recommended, but if you're going to the area, which ones are a must play in your opinion?
You know, I think that you got to go back to, first of all, I mean, yeah, you know, number 2, number 4, number 8 are unbelievable experiences as if you get the opportunity to play them. But you got to thank Donald Ross, you know, because he did several other courses in our area as well, you know, starting with Pine Needles and Mid Pines, which are both owned by the same family, the Bell family, Peggy Kirk Bell. And they're, you know, those courses are like, they're like an old shoe. They're like a cashmere sweater. They never go out of style. They're really good. And the place that you could play 5 days a week and never get sick of them.
Yeah.
He also did the Southern Pines Golf Club as well, which is another Donald Ross track, so which was actually recently purchased by the Bell family just in the last week or so.
Oh, no kidding. Breaking news right there, folks.
It's pretty cool in that, you know, like now their guests can not only play Pine Needles and Mid Pines, but then add the Southern Pines Golf Club as well. So it's like a triple Donald Ross, you know, get together, so to speak. And it's great. There's other ones in town, the Dormant Club, which is a core Crenshaw. We have several, but it's,
The Dormant Club was spectacular.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to come to Pinehurst and play 1 through 9 to have a great experience. But, you know, we have guests that come here and do everything but and still have a good experience as well. So it's pretty cool to have the options. I mean, there's some private facilities here, too, that give you access some people might not know about. But it's a good no miss place to hit.
Right. And that's what's cool about you when you're bringing groups in and you can get access to some of these private clubs as well, which is super cool. Not all the time, but these are things that you may have relationships with that you can pull some strings, which is super cool. But definitely the Dormy Club of the world that you brought us to. We played Mid Pines. We played Pine Needles. We also played one of the favorites, which is about, 25-minute drive, 30-minute drive out. Tobacco Road is right there in the region, and that place is special.
Tobacco Road is special. And, you know, Tobacco Road, I think was built in 1999, the year that Payne Stewart passed. But it really got its name in the beginning because it was sort of a midpoint between people that flew into Raleigh-Durham Airport on their way to Pinehurst. So they thought, well, let's play this place on the way in, or maybe let's play it on the way out as we go back to the airport. And not to give it, you know, that was the recognition, but it's a very cool golf course. It doesn't have any houses on it. There's some blind spots out there, but it's, you know, the gentleman that designed it, he unfortunately passed away, always said that, you know, never be afraid of a golf course that was designed to be too difficult. And I don't think it's difficult. I just think it just makes you kind of play it his way.
I love that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, some people get just like, no, I like the normal routine. I can play this, but if you really want a unique experience, in the Pinehurst area, the Tobacco Road was super cool, and you got to have a caddy. Wally, you actually hooked us up with some cool caddies out there, including yourself that played in our group. But you got to get a caddy to go around that area to hit the blind spots, so you can at least enjoy yourself to know where to hit.
But I tell people it's good to have a personal Uber at Tobacco Road, especially if it's the first time you're playing it.
I love
because you might be a little blind on a few places, but really, it's a must play. Some people say it's a love hate kind of thing. I played it once. I loved it. I played it once. I won't come back, but they're doing very well at Tobacco Road, and it would be certainly on my menu of places that people need to check out.
Awesome. And you heard it here first, guys. We're coming up with the Uber Golf, which is your Wally for Pinehurst. He is your Uber golfer to take you wherever you need to go. So I love that. One cool thing that you got to do at Pinehurst, especially if you've played a lot of golf out there, which is come back to the Cradle. Tell us about that Cradle experience. When we did it, there was a bar right on the place. There's music pumping through. You pretty much take everybody through there, don't you, Wally?
It's a must do. They say that it's the most fun you can have on 10 acres of golf. The Cradle's pretty cool. You got to give the people at Pinehurst Resort some real credit about changing some of the golf courses that they originally had. Courses 3 and 5 sort of got a little bit of a not so good of a nod just to create the Cradle. But it's open to the public. You don't have to be a resort guest or a member. It's kind of an ode to what happens at St. Andrews, because they have a 18-hole putting course adjacent called the Thistledew. But the Cradle's cool. It's 9 holes. Yeah. You know, the longest hole is 125 yards. The shortest is 52, but only takes about 1 hour and 5 minutes to play. I think as to date, I think we're up to 400 holes in one.
One of them being me.
Yeah. And that's only like in 2 years. You know, on their opening day, I played there, and there was an 8-year-old boy and an 80-year-old man that both had aces.
No
way. I mean, that was their marketing plan from the get-go.
That doesn't get any better than that. That's super cool.
Yeah. And they piped in some live music there and got a bar, you know, after the third hole that you unfortunately passed 2 or 3 times. But it's the cradle is cool. It's always on my list.
I'd love to know how much money is exchanged on that course with people gambling and little side bets and stuff like that. That'd be kind of a fun statistic.
Right. They're good about it. I mean, you know, they'll let you play 6-sums or 8-sums. You can play barefooted. You can borrow clubs. You can use a little carry bag if need be. I mean, it only takes about 4 or 5 clubs to get through there. But the Cradle is, as a matter of fact, as I speak to you now, I'm looking at it. But it's number one in my book.
Yeah, for sure. So for the listeners out there, just so you know, if you're going to play the Cradle, you only need to bring 3 of your own clubs. I would say up to 150 yards was the longest hole, Wally?
Yeah, like 125 is the longest, you know. But your putter and 3 or 4 wedges will get you through there easily.
Right. And what they'll do is they'll give you their own, you know, their own bag that you can put your clubs into. It's just like a little Sunday bag that they give you that you can carry around. It's super cool. One of those old leather 1920s things.
That's right.
So, so be ready for that. That's super cool. So let's move on a little bit to, okay, we got all this golf that's going on out there. Let's talk a little bit about the housing and the lodging. Where do people typically stay? How do you take guests in, and what do you have access to in the area as far as lodging goes?
You know, it's sort of a mixed bag in a good way, in that, you know, most of the groups that I take care of concierge-wise prefer to maybe rent a house. So there's several houses right in the village of Pinehurst that are walkable to the actual main Pinehurst Resort Club.
That's right, all walkable to the club.
Yeah, and it's, it's kind of nice in that when people rent a house, you know, you don't have to get in an elevator to go down to the bar. And, you know, every time you're hungry or thirsty, you know, when you're staying in a hotel, it takes time and money to do that. Whereas when you're staying in a house or a cottage here in the village, it's kind of cool that you get to actually spend more time with the people that you're with. So like if you get off the golf course after 18 or 36 holes, it's kind of cool that someone like me and my chef AJ has already got like wings on the grill, and you can just get on your flip flops and have a glass of wine and, you know, check your phone, and you know, you're spending time with the people that you're vacationing with. So I think that's really kind of the key part of it. Whereas if you stay in a hotel, and I'm not saying that staying in a hotel is bad, but it's just a better experience. And there's really some great places that you can rent that are, like I said, walkable to everything you need. Most of my guests don't ever use their car when they get here. Yeah.
Right. Except I do have to say that we did have to jump in some vans that, even though we stayed downtown Pinehurst, we had to jump in some vans and get tracked out to, you know, Tobacco Road. We had to get tracked over to Mid Pines,
right,
and Pine Needles. And even there's Ubers buzzing around as well. But this is walkable to the downtown area where we stayed, where you put us up, Wally. And then there was also walkable over to the Pinehurst Resort. So those two places were walkable and accessible pretty easily, as well as, you know, what we're going to talk about next is some of the bars and the restaurants and stuff. But just to be clear to people that some of the other courses, you may have to jump into a van or some sort of shuttle.
No doubt about that. Yeah. And very easily, you know, to put that together for people, you know.
Perfect. So let's talk about, this is the best part, the restaurants, the bars. Let's talk about some of the favorite places to eat. If you're going to go there, I know we had a private chef, which was super awesome, and I recommend that to anybody, especially book with Wally. He'll hook you up with a private chef and all that, which is super cool. But there's some cool restaurants as well that you might want to explore. Tell us about those.
Hey, you got to give, you got to give kudos. You know, you live here in Pinehurst as an individual. You've got to give... You got to take your hat off to the Pinehurst Resort because they put their money where their mouth is. So most recently, if you just talked about in the last 2 years, you know, with what the resort has done about creating the Cradle, redoing course four, totally redesigning and rebuilding the Manor Inn, which is one of their hotels in the village. And then creating the brewery, which was the old steam plant building, in town that just sat there for years and years. And they architecturally just totally killed it in a good way.
I remember that. That was super cool. We visited that a couple of times, if I recall.
Yeah. Yeah. Just super sweet and walkable. You know what I mean? And, most people that go to the brewery don't even realize that Pinehurst owns it because they don't put the putter boy on it and they don't charge extra fees because of it. But it's cool. And also, too, in that same breath, you got to give the Pinecrest Inn some nods, which is actually once owned by Donald Ross, a local total favorite, a place where you could go eat, drink, have a drink on the, you know, front porch and a cigar, the ultimate 19th hole, the Pinecrest Inn. Also a cool place where they have like a chipping game where you chip in through this little, you know, green board right in front of the fireplace. So, something I did as a kid to, you know, pay my light bill.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, I
and
mean,
what restaurant was that you can do that?
That's the Pinecrest Inn.
The Pinecrest.
Yeah. Right. Which is about a 35 room inn. That was, again, once owned by Donald Ross, owned by the Barrett family now. And, super cool, super local. And, definitely a place that I recommend that people go to.
Cool. So where do I go to get a steak? Where's like the best place to get a steak if me and the boys want to run down there?
You know, that's a great question. I think from the internet standpoint, they'd probably tell you to go to the Ironwood Cafe, which never disappoints. But, you know, your local person might say that there's a place in Southern Pines, which is our sister city about 10 minutes away, called Walcott's. And then we have another steakhouse called Southern Prime that that does their best as well. So, yeah, cool. Between the three of those, you can't miss.
All right. And there's a, one of the cool things about getting together with your buddies every year on your golf trip is, you know, hanging out at the bar after your round, right? And Pinehurst definitely doesn't disappoint in those. There's a couple downtown. What are the names of the two downtown? And then you've mentioned the brewery that the Pinehurst owns. What I think there's three right there, but what are the other ones as well? Give me the names of those. Yeah. And what are the other ones?
Again, we're always people that are staying in the cottage in the village that you're only like a 6 iron away from walking to a pub. You know, the Drum and Quill is one that's fantastic. Drum meeting Kevin Drum that owns it. His father Bob was a big CBS sports writer and big part of golf in his heyday. So, and also Dugan's Pub, which is an Irish pub in the village, which is really cool. Kind of a mainstay for people. And then also you got to give, again, Pinehurst credit for creating the Deuce, yes, which is the bar and restaurant that overlooks the 18th green of Pinehurst number 2. Yep. Open to the public, great food, good cocktails, kind of an indoor-outdoor bar, you know, like so when the weather's cold, they'll have the garage doors down when it's open. You know, you can go in and out.
Yeah, so that was fantastic. I do.
And that's the
there.
Place where, you know, yeah, remember where Payne Stewart's statue is right there?
Yep.
So.
Right in front of the Payne Stewart statue.
Awesome.
That's right. Or behind it, I should say. Very cool. So moving on a little bit, just to make sure we understand the full experience here, what are the best times, like, in the region for weather to visit Pinehurst?
You know, I think that's a great question. You know, like Pinehurst today here in the middle of, you know, early January was a great day to play golf. But not everybody would kind of understand that, you know, because normally if it's nice here in Pinehurst in January, it might be nice where they live, say in Philadelphia or New Jersey or Chicago or whatever. But, so we're not really busy in the winter, but you can definitely get some great, deals, you know, say before March 15th here in Pinehurst.
Okay.
If the weather hits you right. But I mean, ideally our Super Bowl week in Pinehurst is Masters week. And I say that because it's April, it's Masters week. All the flowers, the dogwoods and the azaleas are in bloom, just as much here as they are at Augusta.
It's buzzing.
And it's probably one of the biggest weeks of our year, just because so many people come through Pinehurst on their way to Augusta, either to be a patron or a worker or whatever it may be. So that's a cool time. Also, the fall is really big. So, like, you know, Labor Day is not so much the best time to come because you're dealing with, you know, post-summer, still a lot of heat. They start to maybe do some overseeding and things like that. But you know, I always tell people that when my dad actually passed away the same day as Payne Stewart on October 26th.
Oh, no kidding.
So really, if you come late October, all the way up to like Veterans Day, say like November 11th, that's really like our Indian summer.
Okay.
And that's a sneaky great time to be here because you can play golf in shorts, but a sweater. And then at nighttime, you're sitting by the outdoor fireplace.
That's perfect. Love that.
So that's a really pretty cool time. But you know, spring and fall are big time seasons, high end. But yet summertime has become, you know, bigger and better than ever because of all these, you know, junior golf tournaments that come here. You know, the U.S. Kids has a 3-week event here in the summertime, July and August. It's just absolutely phenomenal. You know, kids from 50 countries, 5,000 families that come here. It's really pretty impressive to watch. But
cool.
So, you know, Pinehurst is pretty almost year-round good.
I love it. We're going to have to take a break, but when we get back, Wally's going to share some secrets of the Pinehurst area, as well as he's got a great giveaway for all of you. So we'll be right back after thanking our sponsor. Are you tired of the hassle that comes with organizing your buddy golf trip? You know, the hundreds of emails and texts back and forth with your group just to get the trip booked? Then once you get there, you're stuck playing 20 questions to get everyone to the course on time with the right pairings and game formats? It's maddening. Well, I'm here to tell you that the Golf Trip Manager at TripCaddy.com has everything you need to plan, organize, and manage an awesome golf trip. With just a few clicks, you'll be on your way to building a detailed itinerary, setting your pairings, and sharing with your buddies for a golf trip of a lifetime. It's easy, it's social, it's private only to your group. Imagine all of your golf trip information in one location before, during, and after your trip. That's the Golf Trip Manager at TripCaddy.com. Build your trip today and receive 25% off your next golf trip site. Just use coupon code AWESOME25 on the Golf Trip Manager at TripCaddy.com. Wally, we've been having a great conversation to now. Let's continue. And let me ask you a little bit about what you do for groups when they come and see you. What can you do for a group of 8, 10, 12?
I think that's a great question. And that I'm trying to get my customers to, when they ask me to help them with, hey, we need a place to stay, we need maybe some help on tee times, or we actually really need sort of a trip planner, but we have a commissioner of our group already. So I tend to kind of just gravitate towards him or her. And, I'm trying to get them to understand that I would set up your trip as if I was on it, knowing what I know about the Pinehurst area, because I tend to know a few people here, you know, both golf and housing and food and beverage wise, that are sort of behind the curtain.
Which
is good for me, which is actually relates to them. You know what I mean? So it's like I can help them set up an itinerary that is valuable and repeatable.
Right.
Meaning that, like, a lot of the groups that I have such a good time because I set up where they stay in the cottage. I'll have someone that comes in and helps them with a couple meals. I tell them where to play. And when I say that, meaning like knowing that maybe, you know, one course might've had trouble with their greens last year, so don't go there. You know, I end up telling a lot of my guests, no, you know what I mean? Like, cause they read on TripAdvisor or whatever it is on the internet, you know, that they should do this.
Right. You have the source of truth.
My local yokel stuff says, yeah, I wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? So, I've been fortunate to have, enough behind the scenes knowledge. I actually think that I know more about the Pinehurst area than the internet does, because I can touch and feel and call people.
Right.
That's kind of how I do it. You know, I literally say if John Morse is going to come here with 7 of his best friends, I'm going to create the trip for them as if I was one of the guests. And usually that comes out on the good end.
And I actually have experience with that with you, Wally. So I can tell all of our listeners out there right now that if you are planning a trip, we know, as even the golf commissioners, the people who are building these trips on behalf of your buddies, it's a pain in the butt. And so having Wally, and one of the best things out here that Wally said in our pre-show conversation was calls himself a playground coordinator. I think that's perfect. It's really the golf trip commissioner, if you will. Wally will be your point of contact, your eyes, your feet, your boots on the ground in the Pinehurst area to help you really establish that. If you do need help with the tee times, Wally can get you there. If you want help with local knowledge, Wally can help you with that. So I love that playground coordinator, how you say it. And I can just attest to our listeners that we use that. We used Wally, and we had an amazing time. So thanks for that time when we came out and saw you. But that's pretty awesome, Wally, that you can provide that.
I mean, a lot of this, your friends and customers too, which is double bonus. But we're pretty big about, you know, our area, but we also always want to thank you for your time, but we want you to come back. You know, that's the key. You know, how do we get you to come back the next year?
That's right.
And I think the Pinehurst has a pretty good track record in that regard. You know what I mean?
For sure. And I think, you know, typically people say Pinehurst, oh my gosh, it's so expensive, it's so hard to get to. It's actually pretty easy to get to, and it's not that expensive. If you go to some of these places that Wally has been talking about, it's easy to come back to. A lot of people say, oh, this is a bucket list item, once in a lifetime. No. Let me tell you right here that what Wally's talking about is it's accessible, it's easy to get to, and it's economical. So Wally, when you were talking about bringing a group down, what would you say is that perfect itinerary? So if I'm bringing my group of eight down, what is that perfect itinerary that you would recommend?
You know, if it was me, and this is no disrespect to the Pinehurst Resort, but I have a lot of groups that kind of do both. What I mean by that is, like, they rent a cottage for their group, like in the village, which is awesome.
Yep.
And that's kind of where my business comes into play, but, you know, not to be too biased, but also the Pinehurst Resort allows you to come in for one night, as sort of a stay in play, sort of a bed and breakfast package. And that allows you to get some of the tee times if you have to have that sort of, I got to have tee times on number two bucket list item. And then a lot of my guests will do both. They'll stay at the resort one night and then stay with me for the remainder of their stay, three or four nights after that.
Yeah, if people want to pick up and move their stuff, right? I mean, that's going to be the only drawback. But the experience is there to say, yep, checked it off my list. I did that. I stayed at the resort. Now we're going to get down to business and stay in one of the, and the cottage that you set us up in was magnificent, right in the village. And I highly recommend that as well. So, I mean, it looks like
right, walkable to everything. Yeah. You're 6 iron away from a good bar or sandwich. You just want to get out, you know what I mean? Or if you just want to stay with, hang with this, you know, that's cool too. But you got to give, Pinehurst credit because you can do both. So, I mean, if it were me, I would not stay in the hotel if I came to Pinehurst. Yeah. I would stay in the house. I would stay in a cottage in the village. And just because I think that there's more valuable issues for your time. You know, you get more time with the people that you're vacationing with.
Sure.
And someone like me that can deal with all the, you know, issues of getting ice and cups and beer and wine and food and all that, you know, I mean, I would prefer to do that. I can't imagine going on a golf trip with eight men and having one guy be like, okay, well, it's your night to do grill steaks.
Right.
After he's played 36 holes, he's got to go to the grocery store and do all that? I mean, I can't even imagine that.
No. That's why when we came back after we played 36 that day and everybody's dead, we showed up and you had steaks already cooked, food laid out, drinks poured. It was unbelievable. And that's what the experience that I wanted to bring to our listeners, Wally, when we sought out you to be on our show, is that you can bring that golf trip goodness. That's exactly the golf trip goodness we're trying to express as far as those kinds of things. And you are just the guy in the Pinehurst area that can bring that. And so exciting. And also, I just wanted to pause for a second because Brian is with us, Brian Dirks. And Brian, you actually got a massage. And Wally hooked you up with a massage while we were on the property?
Thanks, guys. No, it is so funny because the experience is fantastic, but that local knowledge and coming back one day, I was just after 36, and you're just dead tired and sore, and it took its toll on me at least. And I think you set it up, Wally, for two or three of us, and is just with one of your local friends, and she was fantastic. But again, it gets back to, you know, you can do that on the resort. You can and if that's the experience you want, that's fine. There are a lot of great things that can be offered there, but surely, you know, having local people at your disposal to call upon to deliver those types of services is just fantastic. So it's a tribute to you and the folks you know in and around Pinehurst.
It's pretty awesome.
So
they always say it takes a village, and there's one idiot. But you know, here in Pinehurst, we take turns. You know what I mean? On the idiot part,
maybe a village idiot.
That's fantastic. So Wally, let's talk a little bit about my group's coming. There's one or two must-see, must-do things, something that's kind of off the charts, off the grid. What should somebody be looking to do when they show up in the Pinehurst area?
Yeah, I think that people need to immerse themselves in the village of Pinehurst. You know, I think about my parents when they first retired here 35 years ago. I mean, what really drew them to this area wasn't necessarily the golf or the season of, like my mom always said, you know, you get four seasons here, sort of the spring, summer, winter, fall. But the cool thing about this town is the village of Pinehurst. So they have to experience it for themselves on foot. You know, the Pinecrest Inn is a perfect example. Place that's been there for, gosh, over 100 years. Once owned by Donald Ross. You know, things like that, you've got to, that's going to make me feel happy if you do that, because you're going to be doing something that a local would do.
Right, right. And the other side of that is that, you know, do what everybody does is go do the Pinehurst or the Payne Stewart punch and the pose, if you will, of the statue in front of the statue.
Yeah.
Everybody does that. That's an Instagrammable moment.
Definitely. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, which is awesome.
Yep.
You know, you gotta give props to Payne for,
of course,
winning the U.S. Open and unfortunately passing away 3 months later. But what a legacy he's left here, not only for himself and his family, but for the Pinehurst Resort in the area.
In the area, for sure. Well, cool. Well, let's get ready to wrap up here and we'll get ready to close. But first, I think you've got something awesome for our listeners. So what have you got for them?
Yeah, so for anyone that was tuning in to this fantastic podcast, we're going to buy you a beer at the Pinecrest Inn. Donald Ross originally owned, and the Barrett family currently owns.
So let me get this right. All they have to say is the Golf Trip Authority podcast to you when they're booking services with you, and you're going to buy the group a round of beers at the Pinecrest? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. That's correct.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Listeners, yeah, if you don't call Wally, you've got to have a beer with this guy. And guess what? He's buying. I love it.
Yeah. As we say here in Pinehurst, don't sing it, just bring it.
That's fantastic. So you heard it here, guys. A free round, your first round of beers at the Pinecrest Inn. All you got to do is mention the Golf Trip Authority when you book with Wally. Catch him right there in Pinecrest when you do this. So Wally, as we get ready to wrap up, tell us what's the key takeaway you want our listeners, other than the free round of beer, of course, we're all thinking about, and now my mouth is watering. I'm getting thirsty. But what's the key takeaway that you want our listeners to take with them after our conversation here? What's the big rock or the big nugget that you want them to walk away with?
The Pinehurst, I want your guests and listeners to realize that this is an ABCD deal. You know what I mean? You don't have to go one way to get here. You know what I mean? Like, you can enjoy yourself by immersing yourself in the resort, or maybe just a little bit about some of the stuff outside of the resort. We're a great mixed bag with a value, is I guess what I would say. We have a lot to offer. Food and beverage wise, housing, hotels, golf, but this is not like one stop shopping here. And I think that's why we've been a great brand for 125 years.
Yeah, no doubt. And if you don't do it with Wally, either call Pinehurst direct or whatever you're going to do. But I encourage everybody to meet Wally when you're there. Look him up. He's going to tell us what his contact information is. But get a hold of Wally. You got to experience Pinehurst with Wally. He is just a plethora of knowledge in the area, and he's also a pretty darn cool guy to hang out with and have that free beer. So super cool. So why don't we do this? Why don't you share with our guests how people can contact you, and then we'll wrap up and say goodbye.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm such a word-of-mouth kind of company, but you know, people can call me direct on my cell phone, which is 910-528-1616. Or if they want to email me at golfingmaven.com and Hotmail. I'm sorry, golfingmaven@hotmail.com. Love to be able to help people get a little inside scoop as to how to have a great event here in Pinehurst. You know, be happy to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we'll have his phone number, his email on our show notes page. You can also find Wally at the golftripauthority.com/Wally. That'll be the show notes page. And then you'll also be able to find him on his own personal page over on TripCaddy under Travel Experts. Just search Pinehurst, or you can search for Wally over there and you can find his contact information. Book with Wally. Wally, it's been awesome having you on the show today. Thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to visiting Pinehurst and seeing you, and just appreciate your time.
Appreciate you having me. And my head's too big. And you guys maybe look great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. This has been the Golf Trip Authority reminding you, don't just show up prepared. Thanks for listening, everybody.